I'm not typically an obsessive person. I've been drinking, so sorry. But I am in the midst of a transition, so we can clap for that. It's a good thing. I got my tits chopped off in April, 2 days after my birthday. So prior to that, I was really nervous about what I would look like afterwards. Because in my life, there's not a lot of representation of trans people. So I was terrified that I was going to come out looking weird. So I did a lot of Googling of like top surgery results. And I stumbled across like Elliot Page, and I was like, that's not what I'm going for, because the chest is too high at the top. And I don't want to chest shame at all, but that's not the look I was going for. And so I had like friends sending me pictures of their friends who have also gotten top surgery, and then I noticed people didn't have nipples, and I didn't know that that was a thing. So then I got obsessed about like the possibility of losing my nipples after my top surgery. And this was all before I had even scheduled an appointment. So I put it off for a little bit, and then I finally got my consultation, and I'm at the office, and I'm super nervous because they make you undress and all of that, and they examine you, and then the doctor comes in, and he's like, yeah, so we're going to do this, this, and this, and then he drew on the whiteboard, and I was like, I trust you, so I'm not even going to look at it. You got it. And he was like, so I just want to know, you know, do you want to have your nipples afterwards? And I was like, I've never known anyone naturally to not have nipples. And he was like, well, no, because, you know, you could have a blank slate. And I was like, but no nipples, though? And he was like, you could get them tattooed on. And I was like, well, that just seems odd. But no, I think I'm going to keep my nipples. And my wife wasn't there because she usually, like, helps me answer these things. So he was just like, well, you know, you have until the day of the surgery to decide if you want to keep your nipples or not. And I was like, no, I'm feeling pretty firm in the nipple choice. So, and he was like, well, you know, it's also free. And I'm like, well, if it's free, let's just keep the nipples for sure. And so I like text all my friends in a group chat. We had a top surgery group chat because we're millennials and that's what we do. And I told him, like, yeah, so this is my date for my surgery, and I'm keeping my nipples. And my best friend was like, so do they just bring a bucket of nipples into the operating room? And I was like, how odd is it that you think that they just give me some random person's nipples to put on my chest? What do you think that they do with my original nipples? Like, is it like a nipple donation program where people who elect not to have their nipples after top surgery give them to someone who's less fortunate, which I would support, but I wanted to keep my biological nipples. So so we have the surgery, everything goes well, my wife transports me home, I'm like a fetus because I'm all small and everything without the boobs because I had really large boobs. And after the surgery, I actually had on this shirt, and if I had known that I was telling a story, I would not have worn this shirt. But my wife took a picture of me and like sent it to my family, and she was like, look how Ty's recovering. Doesn't she look like someone from, or don't they look like someone from like gang violence that's recovering and has decided to change their life around? Because I had like bags and stuff hanging off of my body and like bandages. So it looked like I had been in a pretty bad accident, but I was smiling, so I was on the right track. And so the doctor gave me like very specific instructions of not to do anything, but I felt great after the surgery. Everybody told me I was gonna be in so much pain, but I felt great. So I decided to make myself a sandwich, and I was getting stuff off the top shelf. I was opening water bottles, and then I went to my appointment, and my doctor was like, have you been resting? And I was like, you got me, Dr. Andy. I have not been resting. I've been making sandwiches and everything. So of course, that extended my recovery. But after I got my bandages off, I was like, all right, now it's time to take pictures. Now everybody can see what the chest looks like. So I'm like snapping pictures at different angles, and I never took selfies before, but I'm taking like Tinder level profile pictures, different like lighting and shirt open, shirt closed, one part of my chest out, in the mirror, fresh out the shower, baby oil and everything. And so the intention was to share this with like family and friends, but then I just kept them in my phone because I was so nervous about sharing them. And my wife was like, you took all of these pictures to share your recovery. Why haven't you shared it? I said, because I feel weird about it because I'm naked. And I feel like I've been friends with these people for so many years, and then I'm going to send them this picture. And then their significant other is going to open up their phone and be like, it's weird that Ty is sending you nudes now. And then I'm going to have to move. So I like my neighborhood, so I don't really want to move. But eventually, I did start sharing them out, and my friends were like, it's weird that you thought that these were nudes. And I was like, yeah, let's not talk about it. But I say all of that to say that my nipples didn't fall off, even though my wife swore up and down that they would, and she had some buttons on standby that she was going to sew on in the event that my nipples did fall off, because she's great like that. We got a really happy marriage. But now that I've moved like past the top surgery part, I recently started taking testosterone. And as a result of that, I'm not sure if you know this, but you grow facial hair. And I did not want the facial hair part of that, but it's not like Burger King, so you can't select the parts that you want and only keep eliminate those other parts. So the doctor was like, this is a possibility. And I was like, well, fingers crossed that it doesn't happen. Because I'm really obsessive when it comes to facial hair. I hate beards that don't connect. I'm sorry if anyone out there has a beard that doesn't connect. So sorry. But for me, like, it might be a look for you, but for me, it's not a look. And so I started, like, growing, like, a mustache. And it's, like, you know, like, 13-year-old prepubescent stage right there. Like, barely even there. But if you catch it in the right light, it's there. And so I have, like, some chest and, like, face hair coming in down here, too. And I told my wife, I said, I'm going to let this grow. But if it doesn't connect, not only am I not going to shave this, but I'm going to wax it. And then I'm doing laser hair removal so it never grows back, because I can't stand a beard that can't connect. But it's been truly a blessing to go through this journey. And my wife's been with me every step of the way. So it's really nice to be the person that I've always dreamed that I could be.